This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Lakewood pulls citizens' zoning petition after the city doubles the signature bar. The Lakewood Citizens Alliance says the city approved its charter amendment petition June 2, then reclassified it a week later as a special election, raising the signature requirement from 5% to 10% of registered electors. Karen Gorday says the move left no workable path, and the group withdrew the measure. Denver, the grassroots group that led the repeal of Lakewood's zoning overhaul, has withdrawn its citizens' charter amendment petition on zoning, organizer Karen Gorday said, after the city reclassified the measure in a way that doubled the number of signatures the group would need before its August deadline. Gorday, who leads the Lakewood Citizens Alliance, said on The Kim Monson Show that the alliance pulled the amendment Thursday evening, June 11. The city council was set to meet Monday evening in a study session on its own proposed charter amendments and how to proceed with zoning, the first council discussion of the subject since the April special election. The measure, branded Transparency Before Transformation, would have written notice requirements for large-scale rezoning into the city charter and protected existing single-family neighborhoods. The clerk approved the petition, June 2, the Lakewood Informer reported. What changed was a second legal review the city delivered about a week after the approval, Gorday said. The city clerk emailed the alliance after business hours on Tuesday, June 9, at about 5:25 p.m. The message said the measure could not go on the November 3, 2026 ballot under the signature requirements originally provided. The city had reclassified the petition as a special election rather than a regular municipal election, raising the signature threshold from 5% of registered electors to 10%. Under the new threshold, the group would have to gather approximately 12,260 valid signatures before August 1, Gorday said, and with a buffer was talking 15,000 signatures in 6 weeks. The alliance first believed it could keep collecting and hold the signatures for a November 2027 ballot, and its leadership team resolved Wednesday night to press on. That path closed the next morning when the assistant city attorney told the group's lawyer the signatures could not be held. The reply, which the lawyer forwarded, said the signatures cannot sit, and that, by Gorday's recollection, collection could not begin until 255 days before the November 2027 election, which means we could not start signature collection until February. With no workable way forward, the leadership team pulled the amendment Thursday evening after notifying the five co-petitioners, the circulators, and the group's distribution list. Hundreds of volunteers had stepped up, and hundreds of signatures had been gathered in roughly a week, Gorday said, and most of the group's funds were already spent on the April election, acting on the Transparency Before Transformation principle it had campaigned on. The alliance released the city clerk's and assistant city attorney's emails to its distribution list when it announced the withdrawal. The group did so, Gorday said, because we've been preaching transparency, so we're going to live by that. The reversal does not bode well when there's a trust issue between the people and the city government, Gorday said, and it reignited anger left over from a bruising spring campaign. Community leaders are asking how the city could approve the petition and then conclude a week later that it should not have, when the normal way to challenge a petition is a formal protest. Going to court could sort it out, but the alliance does not have the money for a legal fight. The procedural contrast drew the sharpest reaction on the broadcast. Residents are blocked from this year's ballot while the council can place its own measures on it and put questions before voters at its discretion, Gorday said. The show pressed a further asymmetry. A city can spend public funds to support a ballot question, while the residents behind a citizen's petition must raise their own money. The April vote that set the stage was decisive. Lakewood voters repealed the city's roughly 400-page zoning rewrite, with about 62% backing repeal on the lead question, according to the city clerk's final official canvas. On question 1, 22,300 opposed the ordinance and 13,307 supported it, out of 35,760 ballots cast. A recent Planning Commission meeting had received no guidance from the city or council on zoning, Gorday said. The alliance has some ideas about its next steps and was watching the study session to see what the council intends before deciding how to proceed. And now, Kim's perspective. The people of Lakewood spoke clearly in April, and they were preparing to speak again through a citizens' petition the city had already approved. A week later, that approval was reversed on procedural grounds, and the path to the ballot closed for this year. Residents now wait until 2027 to be heard, while the council moves ahead with its own measures and may spend public funds in support of them. This is the question at the heart of self-governance, whether the people and their government play by the same rules. Transparency before transformation is a fair thing for citizens to ask, and the answer they received deserves a hard look. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.